Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 14th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Megillah Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches. A Mishnah talks about those things which people do and we have suspicious that they may have apikursus, heresy, in their thinking, in their attitude. Ha'omer eini over lifnei ha'teva b'tzvoin. The person says, I'm not going to daven for the Yomid in coloured clothes. I'm never going to wear colour clothes. If he says that, af bilvonim lo yaver, he should not lead the community or lead the kahal, even with white clothes. That means we are worried if people, a bikursim were worried about that, were makbid about such things, they were fussy about such things, and we are worried that maybe there's elements of heresy in his thinking. Similarly, if a person says, besandal any over, I'm not going to wear sandals, I'm not going to wear shoes, and when I daven for the omid. Well, if he does that, af yachef le'yavar, then he should not even go barefoot as well. Again, we're worried that maybe people that talk like that or have such fussy rules, we're worried that maybe there's apikorsis. Or some say that even if it's not apikorsis, just the fact that there is the fact that he's talking like that shows that he has shtusim in his mind. Ha'oisa tfilosai agula, person who makes his tfilin rounded, like a nut, shaped like a nut or shaped like an egg. Sakona. Number one, there's a sakona that's dangerous. He might enter through a low entrance and hit his head on the lintel, and the tefillin shaped in such a manner could pierce his brain. Or he might, when he does duchen and he falls upon his face, he might hurt himself that way. And on top of that, vein bo mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. He's not yotz, the mitzvah tefillin. Halacha al mishum is sinai. We know that tefillin have to be square. Nasana al mitzchay al pasiyada. What happens if he puts the tefillin shel rosh on his forehead, or on his instead of on top of the on the top of the hairline, he puts it on the forehead. While pasiyada, he puts it on the hand tefillin. He puts on his palm of his hand. Harizudorch min haminus. This is the way of the heretics, the tzedukim, the Sadducees, the people who believed only in the written law, not the oral law. And when they saw the words la'os al yodcha, it should be a tefillin, there should be an ois on your hand, they took it literally on your hand, on the palm of your hand, and they would wear the tefillin that way. Elizikon ben enecha, when it talks about the tefillin shel rosh as a memory between your eyes, they took it literally between your eyes, and they would put it on the forehead. So anyone who does that, we say it's heretical, and we suspect that he is an apikoros or a Sadducee. Tzipon zav. What happens if he coats them? He coats them the tefillin with gold, or nasan al beis unkolo shelo, or he puts the tefillin on his sandal on his sleeve instead of directly on the skin. Harizu derech hachitzonim. This is a way of the chitzonim. Chitzonim means those people who are outside the mainstream of Judaism. They follow their own ideas and not the chachamim. The chacham, of course, darshaned lemantia teres Hashem beficho, when it talks about tefillin, says in order that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth, and we learn from there that the tefillin has to be made from something that's kosher, from the skin of an animal which is kosher, not from gold. You can't use gold. Similarly, when it says, it should be for you for a sign on your hand, it should be for you for a sign and not for others for a sign. That's why you have to put it in a discreet manner. Nothing should be choitzetz, nothing should be interrupting between the skin and the tefillin. If they put it on the sleeve, then not yet. Mishnah Tes. Ha'omer, a person who says, Yivorchucha toivim. He's talking about Hashem, and he's talking to Hashem, and he's saying, may good people bless you. Harizu derech haminus. This is a way of heresy. Why? Because it's implying that the good people should bless you, but not Rishayim. Or others say that the reason it's heretical is because it sounds like Hashem is only the God of the good. He's not a God of the bad, of the bad people. Others say that the problem with this is it's as if it sounds like Yivarchucha Elokim Tovim. It almost sounds like may the good gods, plural, bless you. And that's, again, heretical. That sounds like that you're recognizing two deities, chas v'shalom. One who says in his davening, when he's praying to Hashem, he says, Oy al kan tzipur yagir rachamecha, may your mercies reach the nest of birds, or your mercies do reach the nest of birds, the mitzvah where you told us to send the mother a bird away and not to take the children away from the mother. You said not to take the mother away from the children. So you told us we have to send the mother bird away and then take the children. So one who says that's it's no good. We'll soon see why. Others learn that this is how Rashi learns. The Rambam and Bat Nura learned what the Mishnah means is the person says, just like you, your Hashem, your mercies reach the nest of birds when you said, do not take the mother of the way the children, please have mercy on us as well. Or, continues the Mishnah, Val Toiv Yizocha Shemecha, one who says, may your name be mentioned for all the good. Moidim, Moidgin, or he says twice the word Moidim instead of once. Meshadkin, I say. We silence such a person. Now, in the case of the nest of birds, the Kansipar, there are two reasons brought in the Gemara. One is because you're making jealousy between creations, because you're almost saying, oh yes, God is very merciful for in the nest of birds, but not for the other creatures, because he only made such a provision in the case of the Kansipar, in the nest of birds. Others say in the Gemara that the reason for this, why we silence him, is because he's turning mitzvahs into being mercy for creatures. And that's what he's saying. God's mitzvahs are really one of mercy, being mercy to creatures. And that's not true. There's much more behind it than just being merciful for creatures. In the case of one who says, for good, for the good, your name should be mentioned, we silence them because it implies for the good only. He should be mentioned, but not for the bad. And we know clearly you have to thank Hashem for everything, for the good and the bad. One who says Moidim Moidgin is silenced because it sounds like he's consenting to having two different deities. Continuing the Mishnah, Hamechane Ba'aroyos. If a person is Mechane Ba'aroyos, that means he uses the parasha of forbidden relationships, he uses it as a metaphor. He says, the pasuk doesn't really mean you can't sleep with your father's wife or with your mother or with etc., etc. It doesn't really mean that. It means don't shame your father, don't shame your mother. He says that the Torah uses these words as a metaphor. Such a person, Meshatkin Osa, we silence him. Because he's learning wrong. He's learning the pasuk not in the way it should be read, which is the simple text. Do not sleep with a forbidden woman. And that's called Meganim Ponivato Shleik Halacha. Ha'omer, one who says, Umizaracha Lesitin Lahavi Lamelach. One who takes the verse which says, you should not take from your children, from any of your seed, and give it to pass through the Moilach, that was the god, that they were god of fire that they worshipped. And he translates it as meaning, Umizaracha Lesitin Lahavra Baramayusa. He says, really what the pasuk means, not that it's forbidding handing over your child to the priests of the god of Moloch, but rather it means do not live with a non-Jewish woman, with an Aramean woman, and bear a son and have a son who will worship idols. Don't create children that will worship idols. One who says that, Meshatkinosim and Zifa, we silence him, but not just silence him, we silence him in a scolding manner because he's totally uprooted the pasuk from its normal meaning. And worse than that, says Rashi, explains Rashi, what he does is he's making the penalty for living with an Aramean woman or a non-Jewish woman, he's making it chorus if it's done on purpose. And if it's done after being warned with witnesses, according to him, Basin could kill a person for sleeping with a non-Jewish woman or with an Aramean woman. And Beshoigi you get to bring a chatas, and this is absolutely not true. So he would be creating a terrible misjustice by translating it this way, taking it out of its normal context. The normal context is, or the normal pshat is, do not give any of your child to hand over to the priests where they would walk them through between two piles of fire. And that's what it means.